Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless your name, we exalt you. We thank you, Lord, for that which you are doing for us, that which you have done, and that which you set to do. Thank you, Lord, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you for your daily provision. Thank you for divine enablement. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our lives. We bless your holy name. We magnify you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit today's meeting into your holy hands. And we pray, Lord, that your word will deliver, your word will set free, your word will bring forth healing, your word will bring forth transformation. Your word will draw us closer and closer to you like never before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, it's with great joy I actually welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Lord will reveal himself unto you more than ever in the mighty name of Jesus. You will experience God anew, afresh, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The title of my message today is Experiencing God Afresh. And there will be a freshness in the visitation of God concerning you and your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Exodus chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 1. Exodus 3, reading from verse 1. The Bible says, "Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of the Midian. And he led his flock to the wet side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning. Yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmaster. I know their sufferings, and have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Avite, the Jebusite. And now, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I've also seen the oppression with which Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a story many of us are very, very familiar with. We know this story very, very well. When the Lord showed himself to Moses in the burning bush, he had an experience of God that he had never had before. It was something unique. It was something extraordinary. It was a life-changing experience. And I pray as you are listening to this message today, you will have a life-changing experience in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. This visitation was such that it was one that made Moses to fulfill his destiny. I pray as you are listening to me today, your destiny, you will fulfill it in the mighty name of Jesus. That which God has purposed for you shall come into manifestation in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From this passage, we can see that Moses was busy when the Lord visited him. The Bible makes us to understand that now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law. He was not idle. Brothers and sisters, what is it that you are doing? You cannot afford to be idle doing nothing for God. It's while you are doing the work of God that you are going to experience a fresh visitation. You need to consider your ways. Am I doing something for the Lord? If you are not, brothers and sisters, I want to give you that challenge right now, that you begin to look for something to do for the Lord. Even if it is just for you to share the good news with those around you, do so. Let the people know about the goodness of our God, the God we serve. Tell them how good he is, how wonderful, how glorious he is. And then you begin to experience God afresh on a daily basis. You begin to receive a fresh unction of his anointing upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you look at that verse 2, the Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed." Brothers and sisters, you may be going through a situation right now that appears as if you are passing through the fire. But I bring good news to you that fire will not burn you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord that we serve, the Almighty God, he will preserve you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will overcome that situation you are going through right now. You will come out victorious in the name of Jesus. At the end of the day, you will say, "Indeed, my God has visited me. My God has granted me victory." That shall be your portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in that verse 3, the Bible says, and Moses said, "I will turn aside to see this great sight." For you to be taken to the next level in your walk with God, you need to develop that curiosity. You need to have that hunger, a new desire, a new thirst for the things of God. The more you thirst for him, the more he releases mysteries. The hidden mysteries in the word of God will be revealed unto you. You begin to be able to take advantage of your inheritance in Christ. Many of us have not been able to do so. Why? Because we don't even know what belongs to us. We don't even know our inheritance in him. But as you begin to have that curiosity to say, "Lord, I want to know this God more and more," you begin to search through the scripture. You begin to surrender yourself to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And as you do so, the Lord will begin to reveal mysteries unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we can see there that God called him Moses, Moses. Brothers and sisters, God knows you by your name. He knows you by your name. He called Moses. May you hear him when he calls you. Whatever that have been blocking your ear, that have not allowed you to hear the word of God, to hear him audibly, I pray this day that the Lord will remove such in the mighty name of Jesus. You begin to hear him clearly like never before, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God was telling Moses in that verse 5, he said he should remove the sandals of his feet. That means that you need to humble yourself in the presence of God. It's only those who are humble that God can use, because God resists the proud. And you cannot afford to have God resisting you. You cannot afford to find yourself fighting with God. Brothers and sisters, the greatest virtue in the kingdom of God is humility. Humble yourself. And as you do so, the Lord himself will begin to use you mightily beyond your wildest imagination in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Moses humbled himself. And then God told him to remove his sandals, and then he obeyed. He obeyed. Obedience is critical. Obedience is the key. When you obey him, then you can be sure that everything is settled concerning you. There is that need for you to obey the Lord. Obey his instruction. If you are disobedient, the Bible makes us understand that it's as worse as act of witchcraft. And you don't want to be classified as those who are practicing witchcraft. So for that reason, brothers and sisters, you and I cannot afford to be disobedient. And at times, some of us, we are the one that defines what is disobedience. Because we say that, oh, these things God should understand. No, you are not the one who is going to determine what is disobedience. It's God that determines. If he give you an instruction and you fail to follow the instruction of God, no matter what you are doing elsewhere, if you have not done what he said you should do, you are operating in disobedience. And may the Lord grant us the grace for us not to operate in disobedience in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing I want us to note, when God appeared to Moses in this passage, Moses was alone. He was alone. You need to learn to spend quality time alone in the presence of God. You need to put away your phone, put whatever you need to put away for you to be able to hear him clearly. And as you do so, you begin to see a new person emerging from you. You begin to even wonder, is it the same me? No, it is you. But you are now coming into fullness of the plans and the purpose of God concerning your life. And then when you see there, God was telling Moses that, look, I want to send you on assignment. When we are talking about this fresh experience of God, it's for his kingdom work. God wants to send you on assignment. You know what, brothers and sisters? God is not looking for those who are able. He is looking for those who are available. When he calls you, he will equip you. Don't worry. You may think that, oh, me, what good can come out of me? I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to do this. Don't worry about that. God will equip you. He will enable you. He will give you the resources that you need in order for you to do the assignment which he has commissioned you for. He's ready to give you everything that you need, and he will give it to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. He wants to send you out, but you need to yield yourself to him. You need to yield yourself. You need to surrender yourself. And as you do so, the Lord will send you. The Lord will use you mightily. He will take you beyond your widest imagination. And then you are hearing me today. You are not even sure of your salvation. On this day, the Lord called Moses, and Moses answered the Lord. God is calling you today as you are listening to me. You're listening to me today is not by accident. It has been ordained even before you are born. And it is for a reason like this, that you may accept the word of God. And if you are listening now, I want you to give your life to Christ. And all you need to do is just to say, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me, write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of these your children. I thank you, Lord, for they have given their lives unto you. For everyone that have listened today, I prophesy into your life. I say the peace of God will surround you. The Lord will serve, will fight your battle. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will perfect all that concerns you. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power, from favor to favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your voice will matter in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle between you and fulfillment of your destiny, they are hereby removed in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you mightily.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.